This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us is Mr. Tomer Kashi. I believe I got that right.
Yeah, you got it right.
I'm guessing anyway. And you're from Skywatch. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wait a minute. Who's the other guy? Ori Blumenthal?
That's right.
There he is.
I got it right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And how are you guys doing? You were here last year.
Last year was like
your rollout?
Yeah, something like that. A lot has changed since then.
Well, let's hear all about it.
Of course.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
Exactly.
And this time I brought my partner with me.
Oh.
Sorry about it.
Did you stand still too long this morning? Come on, you're coming with me.
I hate when
you get drafted.
Anyway, so Skywatch is aviation insurance, correct?
Right.
Hull insurance on my airplane, that kind of thing?
Hull, liability, the whole shebang.
Oh, you're going to shake up the market.
Yeah. So basically, we're an insurtech startup. So we're trying to finally bring innovation and digitization to aviation insurance. This is something that wasn't so available. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. What do you mean by digitization? Like, it's definitely a yes or no. There's no maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Today, with us, you can just go online and get a quote and even bind your policy and get all the information you need. Everything's online. Everything is easy. But, you know, you can always pick up the phone and call us if you need any help or you need whatever.
Okay. Do you specialize in home builds or anything that flies?
Anything that flies, but home builds is definitely a good market. The kit aircraft is a fantastic market for us.
Now, there's a lot of established home build designs out there, vans, you know, RANs, a million of them. But what about when you've got the brand new design that somebody wants to insure, the first one-off? How do you guys even look at that?
That is actually a great question, and we team up with other insurance companies, obviously, with vast experience and the best underwriters in the world to solve all the issues. And if not, we'll help find the right person to help you with that.
Okay.
Well, on the information I have here, you have drone insurance. This is for the commercial drone operator?
Yes. So commercial drone operators, they need mostly liability insurance, but also hull insurance. And we basically cover all types of drone operations, whether that's agriculture, cinematography, construction site inspection, utilities. There are so many use cases.
We even have a few drone light shows that we cover.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be interesting.
It is.
Yeah, so when you go to the Skywatch website, you can see commercial drones, you see non-owned aircraft and also owned aircraft.
So I can actually get like renter's insurance.
Yes. Yep. And you can get it for the day, you can get it for the week, for the month, and for the year, depending on what you need. If you're doing a multi-engine extension for your, like, just a quick course, you don't need a full year of renter's insurance on that multi-engine, right? So you can get it for the week, for the month. Whatever you need, it's tailored for you.
Well, I think that's probably a fairly new concept, isn't
it? It is.
Insurance.
And will probably take you 60 seconds to get everything done with the certificate of insurance emailed to you.
All right. Now, let's say I'm a home builder and I'm building my airplane. When should I consider getting insurance? Should I do it? Should I wait till I first flight, or should I be getting it before I've flown it? What's the correct time, the best time?
I think it really depends on what you're kind of trying to insure against, I would put it that way.
Okay.
Right? Obviously, when you fly it, the risk is much higher. And obviously, if you're talking about liability and hull, those are two different considerations. I think that if you're not sure what's the right answer, just give us a call or shoot us an email, and we're happy to discuss and see what's the right path for you.
Okay.
I mean, now, he just brought up a good point. Talking about insurance, now, you guys would insure the aircraft kit as well while you're in construction phase?
So it depends on the policy provisions, but yes, it's something that we can do.
They could do it, right? Okay. I doubt.
Okay, so I buy an airplane. You can insure the kit. I build the airplane, and then you can insure it when I'm ready to fly it as well.
Exactly.
That's a good package.
Soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts.
There you go.
Soup to nuts.
Now, how you're growing. obviously. Has it been as fast as you like? Have you?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're growing together with the market. I think that the premise that we bring to the market is that we respect pilots' time. And for us, it's very important, you know, the customer service and how easy it is to purchase a policy and also how easy it is to submit a claim if needed. And I think by the fact that we really respect the pilot time and make it so easy, we also see the, you know, the customer response to it. And if you go to, you know, to Google reviews, we have a 5.0, you know, perfect review on Google from customers. Give me one restaurant that have a 5.0 rating, and then we'll go there today.
Airplanes are one thing. Food's a lot harder. No, just kidding. How many subscribers, policy guys, do you have? Do you have a number you can quote?
It's in the high thousands. It's growing.
Good. Yeah. Good. That's fantastic.
So you guys are making a name for yourself out there.
Yeah, you'll be noticed.
We're on the radio, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, allegedly, anyway.
Yeah, but you're on our show. Doesn't count.
You're losing points here, guys. That's what we're saying.
We're losing points. All right.
So,
next stop TV, right?
Oh, yes. There you go. That for you, maybe. I don't know about me. I was going to say something. Oh, do you have any like show specials for people signing up while they're here?
Actually, there is. So we're hosting a happy hour.
Oh,
This evening. Special event with our good friends from Textron, and there is going to be even a drone raffle.
Oh boy!
So definitely check us out.
Yep.
And sign up to get a chance to win a drone.
What kind of drone are we giving away? Like a Mavic or something?
Yeah, it's going to be a cool DJI drone.
Okay. Okay, we are talking.
So it's today's evening on Camp Silverwing. Do come by, good food, good concert,
and
drinks.
And drones.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And aircraft insurance, if you're interested.
Sure.
But it's not a must. Come for the food.
We're talking with Tomer Kashi and Ori Blumenthal of Skywatch, which is a new and upcoming insurance company. That's shaking up the market, I dare say. I hope.
Baboom.
Kaboom, yeah. Hey, what about gyrocopters, or gyroplanes, as I understand they're now supposed to be called? You have any of those?
We need to think about it, right?
Yeah, because they are hard to get insurance for.
I think that generally speaking, we're very, very good in the mass market aircraft that are, again, where we can really provide the full premise of, you know, online binding within like 60 seconds. But we do other things. Okay, I mentioned drone light shows, model aircraft, and others. Do challenge us, and you know, try us. We'll do our best.
Okay. Drone light show. I mean, that's not something I would have thought getting it, but it makes sense because if you got 100 of them up there,
you're seeing less and less fireworks and stuff like that, environmental reasons and just safety stuff.
Okay.
So, drone light shows are a good replacement for that.
They had one here one year, but they haven't had them back. I don't know why.
Insurance.
Oh, is that what it was?
I'm just kidding. they couldn't get insurance.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, my brother hit on something. He was talking about gyroplanes. You guys would also cover kit helicopters too, right?
So theoretically, it's possible, but again, we need to check on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. Right. Now, do you factor in a pilot qualification when you're looking at that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you don't be the 10-hour student going, I'm going to build me a helicopter.
I think the main factors that influence your insurance are obviously like the aircraft type and your experience as a pilot, and specifically your experience on the specific aircraft.
Right.
So these are the main things that that influence.
Now, let's say that I've got plenty of hours as a private pilot, but now I'm building an RV-6, which is something I've not flown before. So I'm going to expect a higher insurance rate, but will that rate drop as I accrue time in the airplane and prove that I can fly it safely?
100%.
Definitely.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's good, because insurance, you know, the people look at the cost of the insurance and they're thinking to themselves, hey, the insurance costs more than the plane does.
Well, yeah, these days.
Yeah, insurance is getting expensive like everything else. Inflation is a bad word today, right?
It's a fact of life.
Yes.
Always has been. But anyway.
And also, you know, think about, this is also where technology could help. Insurance companies today don't know, you know, they know your hours on the make and model, but they don't know your concurrency, and they don't know how exactly you're flying. And this data is available today, so you have an electronic flight book. We know, we could know, you know, which aircrafts you're using, and your concurrency, and your, you know, your safety skills in general. This data today is not taken into account in insurance at all. But maybe in the future we will be able to take it into account and provide much better rates for safe pilots. And this is also something that we as a company want to promote the safety in this industry.
Okay, so we're going to have the little thing that plugs into the airplane that
just
tells
like
them
on the car.
We're going too fast. You're going too slow. Say, hey, turn, no turn signal. Just
not necessarily. You already have your, you know, full flight on or other
That's
like
right.
electronic flight book, and you know everything is connected already.
Okay. Wow, you guys are going to be awfully busy looking at all that data.
we're not going to do it.
Ah!
The computer is going to do it, right?
Okay, well, hopefully.
Yeah,
but you got to write the code.
We're going to do a lot of coding.
Yep.
A lot of coding.
Yep.
But that's what we love to do.
Oh, so that's your background, wasn't insurance?
My background, yeah. I'm the CTO, so I'm
okay.
the tech geek.
Or is a physicist that somehow became an insurance geek.
Yes, because he found out there was more money in it. Trying to figure out whether the cat was alive or not in the box didn't pay.
Yeah, physics, right?
Yeah. So anyway, where are you guys on the field?
We are. We don't have a booth. We
okay.
do wander around. We, you know, we wear like a nice Skywatch shirt.
Okay, it says
so
fly
do,
with
do
peace of mind.
Yeah.
You see that shirt? Get him.
But come this evening to the event that we do together with Textron.
Yeah. Okay. Now where is that going to be?
Camp Silverwing.
Camp Silver. I don't even know where
it's
that
on the
is.
Campsite.
Okay.
It's on the campsite.
All right.
Yeah.
We
can
find it.
There's a map location on our website. So.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. It's been fun, and we'll expect you back next year. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.